are
Recording in progress.
okay with in a significant percentage of minority members every year in the city of Tacoma, blah, blah, blah. The rest of the sentence stands the same. That's it for my changes.
Okay, thank you, Board Member Hillmer. Do we have a motion
Mr.
to
Chairman?
approve? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes,
Yes.
Board Member
Are you calling
Sexton.
on me?
Yes, Board Member Sexton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had a slight variation to the minutes also. For I want to say that it was an exceptional job on the minutes. They were very, very detailed. There's a lot went on. There was a lot of I said a whole lot at the last meeting, and I think it was portrayed pretty accurately. But I do have one item. It's on page 9. Towards the bottom, it says Board Member Sexton does not believe the blanket waiver would work. I didn't say that. I said the blanket waiver is not working. I do think the workforce of the city is 80% white. I said the population of the city is 40% non-white. I think that's the big issue that I was trying to convey, that the population is 40% non-white and the workforce is 80% white. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other proposed amendments to the minutes? Okay, do we have a motion to
Move
approve the
to
minutes?
approve as revised.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. Okay, the motion passes. Communication for information.
No communication this evening.
Okay. Actions on matters still pending new business. What we do have scheduled is residency. Director Fritz has requested that study session and possible vote be suspended, given the fact that I was unable to attend in person to see the presentation from the employees in her department. And also, given the fact that Board Member Wick was unable to attend, again, this is a very important issue, and we should have all the board members present to vote on it. I know this has been dragging on for some time, and I know that there's from some frustration about this. But again, we had some extenuating circumstances that were kind of not under our control. What I would like to do, though, is we have been talking, at least I have, and I think some of the other board members, about revisions to the personnel rules. And that was possibly one thing that we could be working on. And Director Fritz has also mentioned that she would like to consider some amendments to the personnel rules. So what I would like to do is begin work on that issue and have Ms. Hobson put that on the agenda for a study session next week, or I'm sorry, next meeting in September, so that we could be prepared to discuss that should we, for some unforeseen reason, not be able to discuss the residency issue again because of absent board members and any other problems we might have with that. So that's what I would like to do. If we could all kind of be prepared to discuss any possible revisions to the personnel rules, well, that would be great. We could begin work on that in September. And by the way, during that study session, we could also be discussing what the board might be properly working on in addition to the personnel rule issue as well. So that might be kind of a catch-all study session where we just kind of discuss it, issues that we might be working on. Does any board member comment about this?
Chair Hansen?
Yes.
So in thinking backwards at how the timeline works with the rule change, we need to have a first reading, a second reading, and then the vote. So it's going to take three meetings to pass a rule change. And I would like to see this passed prior to my retirement in December. So if you look back at December meeting, we pass it. November meeting, we have the second reading. October meeting, we have the first reading. I would like to have and would ask the city, ask Shelby, if you would want to draft a rule change, because I can do it, but I'm sure you'll be much happier if you do it. So I would ask that you guys draft a rule change for this. I will bring one in September. And if yours isn't ready to go, I'm putting mine on the floor. So, but I know you'll be much happier if you write it, as the drafting ship takes, has the nuance there that you will want.
You're referring to residency specifically?
I'm referring to the residence point preference that we were talking about specifically for, very similar to the veterans preference.
And we are ready to do a presentation on that to you all, but wanted to make sure that everyone was here so we weren't doing it again next time. We want to make sure that we're getting agreement from the board on the concept to go forward with, because once we have your blessing to, you know, move forward with something like the preference point program, we've got a lot of other folks that we need to work with and talk to make sure we're dotting all of our I's and crossing T's. So I'm hoping that we can do that next time. Right. But... So that is our plan of attack. I think we have a good concept for you to review regarding a points preference program, which we were going to obviously go over tonight. But when we meet next, you will get our full presentation.
And a draft motion for a rule change.
We can certainly prepare something, but I want to make sure that we agree to the concept first before we put in a lot of work there. But I'll work with Deputy City Attorney Lance to see if we can have at least an outline of that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think we have basically, have three alternatives to vote on eventually, and I hope eventually is fairly soon, which is either have a blanket waiver, have a point preference for residents, or adopt the list provided by Director Fritz and use that and not allow waivers for any other position. Or I guess we'd actually have four, and the other alternative would be to not allow any blanket waivers and deciding case on its own facts and circumstances. So that's something that we're going to be voting on eventually. And once we get that, as Director Fritz referred to, once we give her that direction, she can start working on what needs to be done to effectuate our decision. So do we have any other issues in this regard that we can discuss right now?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Board Member Saxton.
I just want to suggest strongly that if we need to schedule an extra meeting sometime before January to accommodate the desires of Board Member Heller, who a long serving Tacoma Civil Service Board member who deserves our consideration. I think if we need to schedule another meeting, we need to figure that out and look at that and do that at our next meeting, adding another meeting sometime.
Okay, thank you. That's a very good idea, Board Member Sexton. Also, I wanted to request Ms. Lance to look at any possible conflict between a point preference and the charter, just to make sure that we don't run afoul with the charter, should we consider that kind of rule. Okay. Consideration of matters set for public hearing.
And this evening.
Civil Service Coordinator report.
I do not have a report this evening.
Human Resources Director report and requests.
Good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board. I'm Shelby Fritz, Human Resources Director, and I'm here to provide you with a report this evening. The update I want to give you this evening is regarding our non-represented employee class and comp study. We're just in the process of concluding the appeals process for that study. As you'll recall, we implemented a new class and comp system for our non-represented employees in January, as is kind of standard practice, allowed for an appeals process to take place. Individuals submitted appeals, and they were reviewed by both our class and comp team and the consultant to determine whether or not someone should be moved to a different classification. I'm giving you this heads up because it looks like for the ones that were approved, there were some that moved from one classified classification to another classified classification, or from an unclassified classification to a classified classification. So there's a group of people that I'll be coming back to you on to request a waiver of competitive exam because of the changes due to this study. So just wanted to give you that heads up, and then hopefully we will soon be wrapping up that grade study. Yes,
Chair Hansen.
Yes.
Board Member Heller.
Thank you. I have a question of Ms. Fritz. Do we know how many numbers of classified, not necessarily positions, that would be great, but I don't expect you to know that, but how many classifications that we have changing?
In the appeals process itself?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that off the top of my head, but I can certainly get that to you. We had a good number of appeals submitted, and I don't have that number, unfortunately, off the top of my head either. So I apologize, but a lot of them were approved.
Or how many classifications are up for changing?
So it's not at this point classifications that are changing. It's people who have appealed to be in a different classification because they thought we put them in the wrong one. And so that's the process we've been looking at, is based on the information they gave us, we reviewed that and then made a determination on whether, given the updated information, they did belong in a different classification. And we found that a lot of them did.
So I may be confusing the issue. I wasn't so much worried about your reallocation decisions, but as where you had mentioned that you had classifications that were going from classified to non-classified or non-classified to classified, how many of those are changing?
So that was probably me not speaking clearly. It's people that were allocated and being reallocated through the appeals process to new classifications.
Okay. So it's individual positions, not whole classes.
Yes, correct.
Okay, I misunderstood. Thank you.
Ms. Chairman?
Yes, Board Member Sexton.
Thank you, Madam Director. You know, I'm sorry if I missed this, but did you say this will be in your report next meeting?
Yes.
We'll know soon. Okay, thank you.
You bet. So in terms of the requests we have for you this evening, we have five requests for your consideration. We'll start with two requests for waiver of competitive examination for Jeff Moline and Carly Eddington, who are moving into the new public disclosure video redaction analyst classification. It's a new classification. Joanna Hambrick, human resources analyst, will come forward to present these waivers.
Good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board. My name is Joanna Hambrick. I'm an HR analyst. I've been with the city just about 9 months. I support a number of departments within TPU, including water, customer service, management services office, public affairs and communications, as well as rail. With me this evening is James Kaufman, manager for the public disclosure office. I'm here tonight to request your consideration for a waiver of competitive examination and waiver of the probationary period for two individuals. They are moving, we're requesting reclassification into the new classification of public disclosure video redaction analyst. There's currently no list established for this classification. In May of this year, this new classification was established. And it addresses this new body of work related to body-worn cameras and the public disclosure requests related to them. The two employees that we are requesting reclassifications for are Jeff Moline, who was hired as a public disclosure analyst in July of 2021 after competing in an open competitive examination process. Since his hire, Jeff has been performing the work covered by this new classification. Then we have Carly Eddington, who is also hired as a public disclosure analyst in November of 2020 after competing in an open competitive examination process. Since her hire, Carly has been performing the work covered in the new classification. With that, I'm going to hand it off to James Kaufman.
Good evening, and good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the board. I'm James Kaufman, the public disclosure manager for the Public Records Office. I just want to add a little to what Joanne shared with you. Carly has been with the video redaction team from the very start, which was 1/21. She started 11/20. From the very start of the program, just under 3 years, she is one of our redaction experts and has made major contributions, including training the staff, creating processes for checking our videos, working with the vendors. She redacts all our media requests made by local TV stations, some of them you've probably seen, as well as working with legal on court order requests. Jeffrey has been doing a great job for us for the past 2 years. He's picked up video redacting very rapidly and has become one of our experts. Jeff excels in customer interaction with our requester, and he's always helping to explain the public records process and the process of redacting videos. He has been currently working with our vendors, especially when there are problems, and you know, sometimes it's a little more than normal. But both Carly and Jeff show compassion and respect to our requesters, and they have received praise from many of our requesters for quickly getting the request finished. And the police body-worn camera video redaction often requires frame-by-frame review of the video records. And what that means is 30 frames per second. And this depends on the length and the content of the record. Video records can be tedious and time-consuming, a process full of complex subject matter and graphic images. Carly and Jeff excel and like working on police BWC videos, and we're very lucky to have them in our office. They're really great at what they do. Their jobs keep expanding, and we do think that it's appropriate to give them the new classification. My office really needs them, and thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the city's request for waiver of competitive examination for Jeff Moline, public disclosure video redaction analyst, and Carly Eddington, public disclosure video redaction analyst.
Do we have a second?
Second. I also have a question under discussion, please.
Yes.
So just for these positions, are these brand new FTEs or are these reallocations of current FTEs?
Reallocations of current FTEs. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So we're not adding to the FTE number. We're just reclassifying.
Yes. Correct. These are reclassification requests. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Motion passes. Director Fritz, do you have the next
issue? Yeah, thank you, Chair Hansen. I'll now invite Daniel Jordan, Human Resources Analyst, up to present three waivers of competitive exam for three awesome employees in our Tacoma First 311 division.
Good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board. My name is Danielle Jordan. I am an analyst for the Human Resources Department, and I've been with the city for just under a year. I started in September of last year. I support the Finance Department, Library, the Municipal Court, and the Legal Department. And this is Latoya Mason. She's the manager for the 311 customer support team. She's graciously decided to come support me today in the Finance Department. We also have Susan and Andy in the back with us as well today. We're here to present a request for three waivers. I'm going to announce them kind of separately so she has a chance to describe each person. There's one for Julie Olson, and we're requesting to place her into a permanent appointment as a customer service representative lead. And we're referencing the TMC 1.24.570 for the waiver. She has been in this role for some time, and I'm going to let Latoya give you some background about Julie, who's the lead.
Good evening. Thank you for your time tonight. Julie Olson submitted a request on January 31st, 2023 for evaluation of the administrative assistant position, desiring reclassification to customer service representative lead. After a thorough evaluation by the City of Tacoma's classification and compensation team, the decision was made to reclassify the position from administrative assistant to customer service rep lead. Julie has just demonstrated proficiency in her role, or in this role, by handling escalated calls, providing work direction and guidance to others, providing consultation, coaching, and facilitating high-level customer service problem resolution. Her responsibilities, or the role of this, the responsibilities of this role and duties align with the distinguishing characteristics of a customer service representative lead. Julie has represented the city well by providing excellent customer service and team support, and possesses the technical qualifications needed for this position. And we are happy to have Julie with us, and we would like to see her in this position. Thank you.
Thank you. Chair Hanson, may I continue? So I have two other employees that work in the same group, but this is a new classification, so I wanted to present it.
I'm going to ask a question.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Julie, though, before we
yes. go ahead.
So just to clarify, mm-hmm. she's currently in a permanent status in her current position?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
I apologize. Thank you.
There's already interrupted. Apologize for that. Chairman, I wonder if I could just ask Fritz a question. Are we hearing with these three changes that came out of the comp and class? Okay.
No, these were reclassifications requested by the employees, different than the class and comp study.
Okay. Okay, so when you talk about bringing some waivers in the future, those had to do with appeals. Were there any that were suggested by the comp plan that also would require waivers?
Are you asking about as part of the study?
Well, I'm just wondering where these are coming from. This appears to not be associated directly with the compensation right. study. You say in the future you're going to bring waivers based on appeals. Were there any that came out of the comp study that everybody agreed to, so no one has to appeal them? Or those didn't happen to have any waivers necessary?
You already approved that one.
Oh, okay. Whoops.
No, you're just really efficient.
Yeah, okay.
But anytime we reclassify a position in the classified service, we have to request a waiver of competitive exam for that as well.
Okay.
So that's what Danielle's doing here tonight.
Okay, so this is not necessarily frequent, but a typical waiver that occurs when you have this kind of a situation. Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. Sorry.
Sorry. So we also have two, the other two employees on the agenda that we're requesting waivers for are moving from office assistant position to a customer service representative position. So I just wanted to just have them described separately since they have a slightly different role. And that's for Kenneth Warren and Allison Slater. And Latoya is going to talk to you about them as well. Those are the other two they're requesting waivers for.
Yes, thank you. So both employees, Kenneth Warren and Allison Slater, submitted their evaluation for their office assistant position design and reclassification on January 12th, 2023 to customer service representative. After a thorough evaluation, once again, by the City of Tacoma's classification and compensation team, the decision was made to reclassify the position from office assistant to customer service rep. Kenny is what we call Kenneth Kenny, so please. Kenny has demonstrated proficiency in his role, providing first-line customer service support to the public with sensitivity and respect. His responsibilities and duties align with the distinguished characteristics of a customer service representative. Kenny has represented the city well by providing excellent customer service support and possesses the technical qualifications needed for this position. And also with Allison also demonstrates proficiency in her role, providing first-line customer service support to the public and sensitivity and respect. Her responsibilities also align with the distinguishing characteristics of the customer service representative. And Allison represents the city well by providing excellent customer support service and possesses the technical qualifications needed for this position. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Board Member Sexton.
Yeah, before I do anything else here, I want to first let me compliment you both on your excellent testimony. Thank you both for being here tonight. I think you did a wonderful job. But Madam Director, these three reports we have before us, I don't think is a wonderful job. These three reports are the type of reports that we used to see and we complained about because they were, lacking much information. And they're really kind of, all three of these kind of just say the same thing. This person was, proficient. This person is proficient. And so is this person. And they all say the same thing. And that's all they say. The first two we got here tonight were excellent. These three are really lacking. And, it's the first time I've had to complain about report in a long time. We complained about half page reports and they've been much better since then, but these look like let's just slip by the minimum, and I really think these people deserve much more than this. I'm really disappointed in these three reports, not the testimony we received here tonight. I thought that was excellent, but the paperwork is lacking.
Thank you for that feedback.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Board Member.
If there's no further discussion, and it looks like there might be. Sorry.
Board Member Miller.
Chair Hansen, I just have a clarifying question. Can you please confirm, are these employees also at permanent status?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for Julie Olson, customer service representative lead, and Kenneth Walker, customer service representative, and Allison Slater, customer service representative.
Okay, did you mean Kenneth Warren? Board Member Sexton, it's for the record.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I don't know what this is doing. I don't know what you said. There you go. Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. I didn't hear your remark. I didn't hear your question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Unless I misheard you, I'm not sure if you said Kenneth Warren or Kenneth something else. I just want to clarify the record that you were asking for a waiver for Kenneth Warren.
Let me clarify and I move to grant the city's request for waiver of competitive examination for Kenneth Warren, customer service representative. Would you like the other two again?
No, that's fine. Thank you, Board Member Sexton. Do we have a second to the motion?
Yes, I second that motion.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Okay, the motion passes. Do we have comments by the public? Do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And I don't know if we have a majority on this. Now, I only heard Board Member Heller.
I guess they want to stay.
Oh, okay. So, not sure what we can talk about at this point. Okay. Thanks. Thanks, everyone, for the meeting, and we'll see you all next month.
Thank you.
Thank you.